March 27th, Saturday. What is worship content? No matter what situations remnants face, the past is completely over and the future hasn't arrived yet. The most important aspect is now. All remnants must have victory in worship. That is the last content. Create content so that all problems can be solved through worship alone. As you listen to the pastor's sermon, you must hear it as the Word of God. Carefully listen in order to hear how the Lord's servant explains the Word. All answers must come from worship. This is what you must always keep in mind. If you gain victory in worship despite hopelessness, spiritual works will destroy that feeling of despair. If you're touched by the Holy Spirit while giving worship, your fate and destiny, field and future will be overturned because it is the work of God. The wall of Jericho will undoubtedly collapse. Remnants must restore worship content that the adult generation is unaware of. Those who tasted God's power take possession of Jericho. Joshua chapter 6, verse 10. But Joshua commanded the people, "You shall not shout or make your voice heard, neither shall any word go out of your mouth until the day I tell you to shout. Then you shall shout." God brought the Israelites out of Egypt and into the wilderness. Because the Egypt of this age, the United States, controls 70% of the world's finances, you must first know its culture and discover the content to save those who live there. Furthermore, remnants must experience in advance the content that God desires, which is conquering Jericho. Then what is that method? Number one, experiencing the covenant. There is absolutely a stream to the covenant. Through Moses, God fulfilled the covenant of world evangelization that he had given to Joseph. Later, after the Exodus, Moses experienced the covenant of the three feasts in the wilderness. In time, Joshua commanded all the Israelites to follow the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant. Likewise, if you correctly experience the covenant, everything becomes easy. Number two, prayer and experiencing the future. In order to topple the wall of Jericho, Joshua commanded the Israelites to silently follow those who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant. However, on the seventh and last day, he instructed the Israelites to shout in oneness. Furthermore, Joshua experienced the future that would take place after the guaranteed collapse of the wall of Jericho. Rahab, who also possessed faith that the wall of Jericho would fall, entered the line of Christ. Moreover, after Joshua, Elisha didn't remain within the answer of Jericho, but asked for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. By seeing what's more important behind the answer, remnants must create their own content for the field. If they possess gospel content, they'll receive the answer of becoming platforms that bring people together. In doing so, God will provide remnants with financial content, evangelism content, prayer content, and will restore worship content. Dear God, by experiencing your power in advance, help me to conquer the Jericho of this age. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.